Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Peace of Mind Makers podcast. We're on episode 17, and we'll be diving into Aquarius season, which we are right in the middle of right now. So we are all caught up now, and so we're just gonna get right into it. I just talked about the Birch Moon and the Rowan Moon in the past two episodes, which are the two months in the Celtic tree calendar that Aquarius season sits right over top of, as there was a full moon right before the beginning of Aquarius season. So as that started up, we had a waning lunar cycle in the Birch Moon, and now when we're in the peak of Aquarius season, we're starting a new moon cycle with the Rowan Moon. So Aquarius kind of takes on qualities of both in a way, and you know, as the Rowan Moon comes to a full point in its cycle, we will be entering Pisces season. So not only does Aquarius share some similarities with Capricorn, but shares similarities with Pisces as well. And this is why I'm also focusing more on doing things quarterly now and looking at seasons as a whole, and starting with the cardinal sign, which during winter is Capricorn, and using that to initiate things, and then going into Aquarius season with the intention to be focused on whatever I set out to initiate in Capricorn season. And then Pisces being the mutable sign means being willing to adapt and transition into starting yet another new cycle when spring comes around, and reevaluating, and just being willing to go with the flow. So I don't want to get too much into Pisces season because we're really not there yet, but being very intuitive is something anybody can practice, and this time of year it's very important to hone in these abilities, because it's just tough. It's a tough time of year, and you need all the help you can get. So you know, if you're not getting a whole lot of stimulation from your environment, you know, you need to look within, and you need to get acquainted with, you know, healing yourself and finding where your blockages are, clearing space so that you can hold space for other people. And, you know, Aquarius is actually very good at this. It's just, you know, they do it in a way that just subverts people's expectations and can just be very unpredictable. And that reflects this time of year. It's just very unpredictable. But that's life, you know? And that's what keeps us on our toes and keeps things interesting and keeps, like, you know, the seeds of creation, you know, being nurtured when nobody else really wants to do it. Aquarius season is like, okay, fine, I'll just do it. Because a lot of the time they can see, like, worst case scenarios panning out, using the imagination maybe in a negative way. But you can flip that, kind of intrusive thinking, which happens to everybody, and use it as motivation to be like, well, if I want to make sure that that doesn't happen on the off chance that maybe, you know, because anything can happen, you want to be prepared and you want to get your shit together, even when it feels hard. Because then when things start looking up, you'll be in an even better place to enjoy it. So that's just general life advice, but that's part of being responsible and also, like, you know, kind of seeing the bigger picture and knowing that, like, you have to not only be responsible for yourself, for your own purposes, but, like, to be able to show up for other people and, you know, do things that give you purpose. And, you know, Aquarius will just come in and remind us of our needs during this transitional and tough time of year. The weather and environment is very unforgiving and unpredictable. So we need to trust in ourselves, find our inner strength. If we are lacking or feel like we are lacking, then you need to do some, you know, searching, find out where you can build yourself up. And as much as it feels like we're isolated maybe during this time of year, can't be afraid to also reach out and use the support systems that you have and not feel guilty about that, because that's literally what they're there for. So these are all things that might feel like they aren't coming naturally this time of year, but if you kind of just are more aware of them and just recognize the opportunities when they come, you'll get through it and you'll be in a really good position when things start turning around. So that's at least what I tell myself. Don't go for the worst case scenarios. I already did an episode also on how to kind of protect yourself from uncertainty, and that is called protection. If you wanted to check that out, if you haven't already, or if you want a reminder. But being mentally prepared for challenges through just trusting in your abilities, not through doubting that you'll be able to overcome the challenges. Trust yourself and you will overcome. Keep nurturing yourself. Keep sustainable habits that promote healthy choices for you so you can feel your best when interacting with and facing the uncertainty of the outer worlds. Focus on what is within your control, which is what is within. Focus on that first, then you'll just feel so much more secure and you won't be bothered by the external stuff as much. Obviously, you know, it's not just black and white. We are always going to have some sort of effect from our environment that's not within our control, but that is why we divert our focus to what's within our control, and you can at least be empowered by that and be grateful for that. Use that to continue empowering you through the cycle that gratitude creates, and, you know, that's a good place to be in. So that's what you want to focus on, if possible. And if you are struggling to do that, I get it. I really do. I just want to say that I struggle myself. It's been really hard for me to come on here the past few days, even though I gave myself a whole week off of my job to record this, basically get mentally prepared for it. I've just been in a mental fog. And you know what? Mercury retrograde is still going for another week. And Venus retrograde just ended today. So It's cool. We're not gonna rush things. We're just gonna trust our abilities, forgive ourselves, focus on healing ourselves so that we can show up for ourselves first. And people that are gonna be really, supporting you are gonna want that for you as well. That's the important thing. So you shouldn't feel bad about doing that for yourself. Period. And I could really go on, say that probably at the end of every episode now. That could be my signing off cue. But I will just maybe wrap it up there because it's getting a little late, honestly. And yeah, this is a good place to wrap it up. I will probably talk a little bit more about the similarities between Aquarius and Pisces when I do the Pisces episode next month. So we'll be tying in some extra fun, maybe even spicy things in February. Because, February is the month of love. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about healing in a whole new way. We're just, getting things rolling right now. And, yeah, excited to see where things go this year with the podcast and just in general. A lot of potential for growth. I can feel it. And I know that February is going to be full of uncertainty, but just self-awareness, trusting in yourself, and yeah, mental strength. We got this, guys. I love you all. I am going to wrap this up now, and I will see you next month. For Pisces season. So, yeah.